test 64, section 3, question 11. And here we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And it says, Sigerson argues the city should adopt ethical guidelines that preclude its politicians from accepting campaign contributions from companies that do business with the city. So should adopt these guidelines to say you can't take campaign contributions from businesses that do business with the city. Sigerson's proposal is dishonest, however, because he has taken contributions from such companies throughout his career in city politics. So his proposal is dishonest. That's our conclusion. And the evidence is he's taken these contributions. Now, the problem with that is just because he's taken the contributions doesn't make it dishonest for him to say that it's a bad idea if he's willing to abide by it. So it's really kind of attacking the person and specifically about what the person has done in the past rather than addressing the question at hand. And so that's what we get here. So I'd be looking at something like that. So A confuses a sufficient condition with adopting ethical guidelines for a necessary condition. That's just our version of bad if then, and that's not what happens here. Rejects a proposal on the grounds that an inadequate argument has been given for it. Well, we will see examples of that, but that's not here. It isn't because there's not enough. It doesn't reject it just because there's insufficient grounds to approve it. Fails to adequately address the possibility that other politicians would resist the proposal. Well, it doesn't address that possibility, but that doesn't really matter. The argument here is just whether or not it's an honest proposal. And D, rejects a proposal on the ground that the person offering it is unfamiliar with the issues it addresses. Started well, but it's not about whether the person is unfamiliar. In fact, it sounds like that Sigerson is exactly familiar with contributions from businesses because Sigerson has done it. Overlooks the fact that Sigerson's proposal would apply only to the future contract of city politicians. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's not quite what I had said, but yeah, it's along the same lines. This isn't a question about what has happened in the past. It's about whether it's what should happen going forward. And so E is definitely our best answer, partially because I know that it's not any of the others, and therefore E is our best response.